Just a friendly reminder, the October Patreon prize giveaway is coming up at the end of the month. If you've yet to register, head over to WTSPWorldWar2.com, click on the Patreon link, sign up and subscribe. All you have to do is be a paid active subscriber. At the end of the month, we're going to pick the winner for this month's prize, which is a beautiful prize pack provided by our friends over at 1791 Everyday Carry, valued over $100, containing different items from 1791 Everyday Carry, including multi-tool carriers, flashlight carriers, the items you need to release the bulk from your pocket from the daily items you must carry to complete your job. For more information, head over to d-410.com/1791EDC. Once again, all you have to do to get your name entered into the prize pack giveaway is go to WTSPWorldWar2.com, click on the Patreon link, sign up and subscribe. You have to be an active subscriber by the end of the month. Your name will automatically be entered into the prize pack giveaway.
Digital 410 Productions proudly presents the What's in Your Head podcast.
Digitized live from
your company name here.
Your studios in Cape Coral, Florida. It's the What's in Your Head podcast.
What's up, what's up, what's up, OG5? It's another episode of the What's in Your Head podcast, and we are back. The whole goddamn happy-ass crew is here. In the words of Clark Griswold, Santa Claus is going to come down that chimney and see the biggest group of happy assholes on this side of Chicago.
The jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
Santa Claus is going to bring his fat ass down that... Damn it. Take three. Santa Claus is going to... Santa Claus is going to bring his fat ass down that chimney and see the happiest group of
assholes. Jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
Santa Claus is going to bring his fat ass down the chimney and see the jolliest group of assholes on this side of the nut house. Fuck it. Whatever. I quit. So what's going on, fellas? Why are your kids so good at saying the world's most annoying shit? Just putting it out there.
I mean, do we really want to
dive down
this? I think
it matters what they say. It's always annoying.
So my kid has had her Xbox taken away pretty much permanently. And so the caveat is she can play on it in the living room where we can supervise her activities. And then she has to knock it off. So instead of her being across the hall behind a shut, closed door... She's in the living room in an open space on tile floor. And so I had to say, hey, turn the volume down a little bit. I got to record a podcast. So I come in here and do a show prep, and she's out there getting loud. And Carrie says, hey, your dad's doing a podcast again? I'm like, I yell through the door, yo, I do 2 podcasts a week. You play Xbox every fucking night. I don't want to hear it. It's like, again? Really? Sorry. 2 nights in a row, I asked you to stop screaming across the house. Sorry to infringe on your life. Say, like, come on.
No.
And you probably got the...
No, she couldn't hear me anyhow because she wears headphones like I do. But hers are cordless. And what gets annoying is she'll come in and ask you questions wanting to do something, but she doesn't take off the headphones to do it. And so she still has the Xbox game, the dipshits yelling in her ears or whatever. It's like... If you want to talk to me, take the headphones off. Just take the headphones off. But here we are. So what's going on, fellas?
I got the McDonald's crock.
You got a McDonald's what?
Crock.
That would imply that you go to McDonald's still, sir.
Look at it.
You only need 3 more to fit on my dog.
It was given to me as a gift. And I like it.
Well, you were also the same guy
who bought customer loyalty, or
You're the same guy who bought the cup and string off of TikTok or whatever.
No, my mom went to McDonald's because she wanted one, and she wanted a cheeseburger, and she got an extra one for me.
What is it with women liking tiny things? Your penis not included. Carrie loves his tiny little mason jars that look like the jam should come in. If it's a cute little crock or a baby box, it's just like little tiny miniature versions of things they like. They go crazy for
All right, Don. You'll get this. I don't know, Mike, if you're familiar with Jack in the Box?
Jack and a Crack?
I've heard. I've never been.
So when I worked for the tow company in Oregon, right across the street from our yard was one of the first Jack in the Box locations in Portland.
Would it be fair to say that Jack in the Box, and yes, I know they serve tacos, I don't want emails, but would it be safe to say that Jack in the Box is the Taco Bell equivent of a hamburger restaurant?
Absolutely.
It's lower than McDonald's, it's lower than Wendy's, it's lower than Burger King. It's the...
Oh yeah, it was pretty rough, but the thing that I loved about it was they built their drive-thru where we could take a flatbed wrecker through it. And they were open 24 hours. So in the middle of the night, when I get a DUI call or something, I could go in there and, get something to eat. But his tiny crock reminded me of the Jack in the Box antenna head toppers.
Yep. And when I moved to California in 2002, for everybody at home, the Jack in the Box, much like their food, the Jack in the Box mascot is a generic version of a mascot. It's just a round white head with blue eyes, a cylindrical nose, almost like a 2D drawing of a snowman.
Doesn't he wear birthday cone hat or something like that?
Yeah.
So let me take you way, way back. First of all, the thing that I love the most, and I know I have one somewhere.
And you'll never guess what his name is, Mike.
Jack?
No, Steve, but anyhow.
So,
is he from In the Box?
In the Box.
The antenna topper that I have has a University of Oregon helmet on. So I know I've got one somewhere. I just have to find it. But anyway.
It was a thing in the early 2000s. Every parking lot would just have... Well, A, people still had antennas on their cars, so to desire an antenna topper. Once the antennas went away, the antenna topper market just dried up. The damnedest thing.
Well, I drive a shitbox 1987 F-250, so I still have an antenna. But I don't have a topper, so I got to rectify that.
Ooh, how's that for a topper?
So let's go way, 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 way back to when we were kids.
Longer for you than it was for me.
Maybe not so much for you. I don't know about
Mike's
you.
Like, I was only 25 years ago for me. I got
so
shirts
think
older
about,
than him.
Did you have a Jack in the Box when you were a kid, Don?
The scary one? Yeah. Made out of tin. It was like red.
So that's what the Jack from the Jack in the Box is supposed to be.
Yeah. It's like a hand puppet.
The little pop-out clown.
Yeah, the hand puppet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're talking in antenna toppers and stuff like that. You remember when 76 used to sell those?
76 used to do a lot of things. They had like the MLB glasses.
Did they?
I know they may not have been Major League Baseball, but they had like collective glasses and stuff like that.
I'll never forget that they had the little orange ball with the blue 7 and the blue 6 on it. And my dad probably had a dozen of those at one point or another. And you could easily, it's no different, you could easily use it as a bobber. Because it's the same exact material as a bobber. It's just...
Yeah.
Like that styrofoam, type of material. But yeah, I'll never forget those. I think he had one on his truck.
For right now, for a mere $49.99, I can get you the 76, not Magic 8 Ball, nay, it's the 76 Destiny Ball. All your questions magically answered. Get the 76 Spirit.
Yeah.
It's literally, I can't see it because it's in a box that didn't have a display port on it. It looks like this may have been from the early 2000s because it has a big Made in China logo on it. But yeah, it's a 76-year Magic 8 Ball. I was trying to find a list of all the stuff they used to sell, but I think that's going to be a bit of an ask for a quick Google search.
So now we're kind of on to the topic of gas stations and whatnot. Do you guys remember Hess?
I vaguely remember Hess down here before they all got bought out, but I know Hess because, to your point, Carrie's stepdad has an inordinate amount of Hess semi trucks in a display case in his garage.
So does this guy.
I have to get you the rest of you guys to get together and like have a trading session.
Hess truck party. My who has, grandfather
who has two thumbs and some Hess trucks, Mike. Yeah.
That's right. My grandfather, every year, just about until he passed away, I mean, he started getting dementia upstairs, so the noodle wasn't working out as strongly as it used to. But every year for Christmas, I knew I was expecting a new Hess truck for that model year, whichever one they came out with that year, that was the one that I got. So I've probably got... Let's see, he died when I was 23, so I've probably got about 18 or 20 of them in a box in my garage that I have been collecting, because when I was a kid, I used to play with them, but once I got older, obviously, I stopped playing with them, and I realized that they were collectibles, and I started to keep them in the boxes and whatnot, but when I was a kid, I used to, like, I liked... Because my dad was a mechanic for so long,
mm-hmm.
I liked being able to take stuff apart. And without any tools, the first thing that you can take off of a Hess truck is the rubber tires. So I used to take all the rubber tires off of the Hess trucks. And I, you know, when I was real young, I'd chew on them or they'd go missing or whatever. So my grandfather wrote a letter to Hess, whoever makes the trucks or whatever, and they sent him as a courtesy a bag of Hess truck rubber tires.
Nice.
To replace on all my Hess trucks when I was a kid. So
dear madam or sir,
I've got one really old one from 1986, I think. It was a wrecker.
Shut your freaking mouth, old 1986.
I demand satisfaction, my son. In 1964, the Hess Company began making small replicas of their trucks to give to customers. See, they used to give them away. The first tanker truck sold for $1.39 in 1964 and is now worth nearly $2,500. 2014 model was the final Hess truck to be sold at their gas station before transitioning to Speedway. The toy truck business continued after their sale of Hess Retail's unit to Speedway. Since 2015, the Hess toy truck has been made available for stores through, I'm sorry, available for sale through their online website, while Speedway itself began to sell the toy trucks at all their locations at the same time, including the legacy location in Midwestern United States that were never part of the Hess Corporation. Speedway suspended the toy truck program in 2020 due to everything was blamed on COVID. What the fuck is... Sorry, sir. We can't sell you a truck in a box. Why not? Because COVID. COVID was like the number one excuse for corporations to stop doing shit they didn't want to do anymore, right?
Well, yeah.
Absolutely. So while we're kind of on the nostalgia thing, And we're talking about freebie giveaways. Well, I don't know if you could really call this freebie.
Hold on. Let's not fast forward. Do you want some of the breakdowns of the different styles, or do you just want the last few years and maybe the ones you have?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, because I have all the annual holiday releases going back to 1964.
All of them?
From 64 to 23.
Oh, wait. They just came out with 2024.
Yep, a box set of three trucks related to the 2010 Hess truck and jet, the 2013 truck and tractor, and the 2020 Hess ambulance and rescue set. So what years do you think you started getting those, Mike?